Barton County, Missouri is Trump country. He got 84% of the vote there. And like many rural counties, it also has big problems when it comes to health care. And as Bram Sable-Smith reports, one farmer's story shows just how much is on the line in rural communities under the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act.
Darvin Bentley says his plan used to be the same as all the other cattle farmers in Barton County, Missouri. Stay healthy until he turned 65, then get on Medicare. When he turned 50, things did not go according to plan.
Well, I had a couple issues.
He's putting it mildly. Over 2 years' time, he had hepatitis C and diverticulitis, and that's on top of his diabetes, persistent kidney stones, and other problems.
And so I had to go back and refinance the farm, because by the time the 2 years was up, I had run up between $70,000 and $100,000 in hospital bills.
This was back in 2007, and Bentlich says with all those pre-existing conditions, health insurance became impossibly expensive, which was a problem because he needed more health care. So when the Affordable Care Act came along,
I was probably one of the first ones to get online with it and walk through it.
Bentlich was so vocal about how well it worked, the Obama administration made a video about him.
My name's Darvin. I'm a farmer, and I live here in southwest Missouri.
Farmers, on the whole, are a pretty conservative bunch politically, but there's a key part of the ACA that works so well for them. That's also exactly what they stand to lose under the GOP replacement plan, subsidies that are responsive to income fluctuations. Back in 2013, when Bentlich first got insurance through the ACA, he had an average crop year and got about $4,000 in subsidies to help pay his insurance premiums. But then last year,
we had some difficulties getting things planted. It rained all the time down here. Well, the crop insurance did not pay off like they should have, you know.
His income went down, but he qualified for more health care subsidies, about $10,000 worth. That's how he was able to keep his health insurance. Under the GOP replacement plan, the subsidies will be based solely on age and capped at $4,000. That's not enough for Bentlich to afford health insurance if he has another down crop year.
I just have to go back to plan A and hope I make it to 65. You know?
Insurance premiums tend to be higher in rural areas, but that's just part of the healthcare challenge in places like Barton County. Maggie Elwani of the National Rural Health Association says there's another issue. 80 rural hospitals have closed across the country since 2010.
What this House bill does is nothing to address the rural hospital closure crisis.
One reason for these hospital closures is that 19 states, including Missouri, chose not to expand Medicaid under the ACA, which left many rural patients uninsured and unable to pay their bills. The GOP proposal would cut Medicaid even more over time, and Elwani worries that could mean more closures.
So much of that is linked to not only the health, but to the economic vitality of the community. If a hospital closes in a rural community, it closes for good.
Darvin Bentlich has experience with this problem, too. He says his county recently increased property taxes to keep its hospital open.
It falls on the farmers. My property tax on the hospital went from about $80 to $400.
Missouri's Republican congressional delegation has said the ACA has failed, and Bentlich says it does need work.
There's problems with it, but I think it's not worth scrapping, you know.
All you need to do, he says, is look at how it's helped him. In Missouri, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. This story was a collaboration between Side Effects Public Media and Harvest Public Media.